do. I use for ketchup and mustard. I use condiments.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one you're
ketchup, regular? Mustard, and pickles. I think of as condiments for hamburgers.
Oh,
I don't think of salt and pepper though as being condiments.
I wouldn't either.
I
not
don't
in the course of
word.
Just a conversation.
Well, we're supposed to say something about what would you call see that kind of produce up at the top?
Vegetables.
In other words, yeah,
vegetables,
but say,
fresh vegetables. Garden vegetables.
Yeah, garden vegetables.
I probably wouldn't.
And you wouldn't say garden truck. That's what they
no,
say.
No, uh-uh.
You know, Clifford used to say truck. Garden truck.
They would be truck farming.
Yeah, but I
I'd
mean,
say
he was
that,
talking about
but,
as if, you know, like, you would say, they call the produce truck. Garden truck. He was just like, oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, let's go on and talk about, we said rice already, didn't we?
Yeah, that, we passed rice.
And then
it's over here.
We did. We said anything about the other kind of grits, not grits, but the coarse kind.
Hominy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the different kinds. Do you call it just plain hominy or lye hominy?
Hominy. No, I wouldn't say lye hominy. Hominy is the big grits.
Yeah.
And
it's
grits are the round grits.
Well, let's see. The terms for cheap whiskey.
moonshine.
Yeah, that's
shine.
What we're talking about. Lee said she never heard anything but shine. She never said moonshine or white lightning.
Shine. We would say moonshine consciously.
Yeah. But would suppose you...
No, I wouldn't say white lightning. I wouldn't. But it would be shine. Homebrew would be homebrew, but I haven't thought of that in years.
Bathtub gin or something else.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when we were young, you heard them.
When I was young, my mother would go to New York, and she would bring back homebrew in her suitcase.
Well, we had a next-door neighbor that made it in her bathtub, just like the bathtub.
actually made it in the bathtub,
and
huh?
And the poor woman died, an alcoholic. And
what if you just had a bad time?
During the Depression, she couldn't get any. And this is the only way she could get anything to drink. You know, when they had Prohibition and all that going on.
Yeah.
And then they got so bad off financially, there wasn't any way she could, you know, get it. What did they call it? Hooch. That's what they called it. Hooch. I tell you.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm a nice-tempered Methodist that never had a drop of drink in my life. And I'm
no, off terminology.
Well, you just have to know these things.
Well,
I'm sorry. You want to cut that and let me go animal ears? Allergy.
Really? I think it probably is.
Well, of course, I have a people. You know,
I always claim it's pear blooms. A pear tree is blooming.
I don't know. Well, anyhow.
Ah, peanut butter and jelly.
Have you heard the latest thing? To give people for Christmas is wine making kits.
I heard that a couple years ago.
And the
IRS
is telling people that they may make a certain amount.
Mm-hmm. Oh, to make the wine.
Make your wine yourself. You
kits are only about $5 or $6 to buy them. Jan has been sending her packages from Washington, and one of them was a long thing like that, and it shook. And so I called up. I said, Jan, one of them is broken. It's insured. Do something about it. And so it is a kit to cut the necks off wine bottles to make things
out of. Oh, yes,
I'd
love
to
have one of those. Now, you know, that'd be fun. I've seen those.
Now,
things.
Cut the necks off
do you
bottles
to make things?
To make candles? Don't you put candles in?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, they have all kind of neat, probably has a booklet with it to tell you, give you some
I
ideas.
I suppose
and
so.
And from there on, you can just make up your
and,
own
and
ideas.
So this thing is... just sounds like just bits and pieces in there. That's what I was thinking of when you said make wine making.
No, this is actually, I mean, it's like, I guess, homebrew or whatever you want to call it. And they say that, of course, you know it's going to evolve from that. It's going to be some people going to be making it for their friends and the neighbor down the street. And, of course, in Atlanta, you know, it's supposed to be the big moonshine capital of the world.
But that's all brought in. That's trucked in.
Oh, Lord, if I tell you.
Tom and my mother tried making a